Hi, I'm Pam Sidhu here at Sudbris Radio. Now, I have with me right one of the most popular female singers of our current times. She's given us many hits. She's back with a brand new blockbuster. It's number one around many charts around the world, including our very own Sudbris Radio chart. Yes, I'm talking about Bonnie Bonnie. It's your girl, Asta Gill. Hi, Asta.
What up? Yay, what an intro. I love it. Thank you so much, Pam.
Thank you so much for talking to us today. We love your music. You know, you've done so many collaborations. Well, you know, I mean, we've had so many duos over the years in terms of amazing duos. And I would put yourself as an individual artist, but also as a duo with Badshah as being right up there in the number one spot at the moment in terms of recent years. You've just given us so many hits.
Yeah. I just try and work harder and harder every time I come out with a song. And then my fans and my audiences, they love it. And I'm just overwhelmed with the response all the time. And I just want to I'm really thankful to God and, you know, to all my fans who love my music. Thank you so much, guys.
Well, you do have a lot of fans. And here at Sudbris Radio, we're broadcasting out of Leicester. We go over to, we cover a large part of the UK throughout the Midlands and beyond. And, you know, we love your tracks. I mean, going back to, Gomoria, Seyfried's Nagin. I mean, that one got us through the beginning of the pandemic. You know, listening to Nagin. Yeah. I was doing the breakfast show then. I'd be playing that, waking people up. They absolutely love it.
Thank you so much. It's so good to know that, you know, people love my music in UK and, you know, like still when I think of it, it's very hard for me to believe that, you know, oh my God, everyone around the world is loving my stuff, loving my music.
Well, I'm sure you're going to continue to go from strength to strength, but Asta, we want to hear about your story, your journey. How did you start off in music? Because you have a BA in journalism. So were you planning on going down the journalism route? What happened?
I was indeed, actually. I was working in an ad agency and Raftar Bhai was my college senior when I was in college. And he basically, heard me singing some song in one of the fests I had participated in. And I was like practicing and he heard me. And he was like, I really like your tone. I think we should work together. I was like, yeah, why not? Like, let's go. Let's hit it. So we went to the studio. We dubbed a couple of songs, but like I never thought I'll pursue it as a career, but I wanted to work in an ad agency, and I even started it. But I got the opportunity, and one fine day I get a call from him, and he calls me, and he's like, "There's a Bollywood project we need to do, and I think your voice will fit the best." And the song was from the movie Fugly. It's called Dup Chick, and yes. I debuted in a Bollywood, like that was my first song ever, and it became a huge one. And I was like, wow, this is cool, man. Let's give it a try. And that's how I am here.
Doing what you love and just going from hit to hit with what you love. And so how did, because obviously Abhi To Party Shuru Hui Hai, that's one of your earlier ones as well with Badshah. Yeah. How did that come about? How did you meet Badshah?
Exactly. So apparently Raftar Bhai introduced me to Badshah Bhai and they used to work together at some point of time, you know. And these guys, literally, they met my parents and they were like, okay, your girl is safe and we're going to take care of her. And this is what we are planning. So they have planned to, you know, start a team, like a four people's team called Titans, in which Badshah Bhai was there, Raftar Bhai was there, I was there, and there was the kid artist. His name is Yunan. I think he's signed with Raftar Bhai now. He's working with him. Yes. So that's what their plan was, that we're going to start as a team. And but it didn't really, work out. So apparently Raftar Bhai signed a contract with Manch Bhaji and Manch Music. And Badshah Bhai signed a contract with Sony. And he got me also to sign it with Sony Music India. And that's how we started the journey. And I was like, I just took a leap of faith. I was like, let's see what God has for me in the store.
Well, I'm sure there's still a lot more in store, but from what we're seeing at the moment, it's just incredible because, you started with the, you've just done so many, just to name but a few hits, you know, DJ Vale Babu, Abhi To Party Shuru Hui Hai, Proper Patola, Buzz. I'm deliberately naming the ones with Badshah because, of course, this latest track is number one in our charts and number one in so many charts across the world. Bonnie, Bonnie. amazing song. Tell us about this one. How did this song
Thank
come
you
about?
So much. Thank you so much. I think after Buzz, it's been 2 years when Buzz was released, right? So yes. I was like, bro, I think it's time we should do a track together, because I literally used to read all the comments and people used to write on my, you know, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter that, you know, we're really looking forward to another collaboration with you and Badshah. So I was like, I think it's time, let's do something. And one fine day I get a call from him. I was in Chandigarh and he was in Delhi. And he tells me that, you know, I'm sending you something, just dub it. So this was the first time I actually virtually dubbed a song. He was not present with me. Right. And I'm focusing on that because it was a very different experience, you know, dubbing this one. Because
was this due to COVID restrictions?
And yeah, exactly. So when you're together, things are easier. But when you try and do it on a phone call, things were difficult, you know. So it was a difficult one for me to dub, because I was not I had to crack what he was trying to say, you know, because like I was dubbing something that I was sending him, and then he was listening to it, and then he was calling me back. No, it's not like this. Change this note. Change that note. And it was such a different experience, but I'm glad I was able to pull it off. And I'm proud of myself, you know, that this is a new side of me that I explored, you know.
So, yeah, because I can imagine when you're together, you're going to jam together, you're going to bounce off each other.
Exactly.
It's going to evolve even as you're recording. So, you know, did you not think of, were you live on the line with him, or, you know, were you just sending recordings?
Yeah, just like phone call or message. And then I was like recording and then sending him. Then he was calling me back. No, change this line. This is what I'm trying to, you know, get from you. And then I was like, what is the feel of the song? You know, you need to tell me the feel of the song. He was like, just Jacqueline. Now you know what to do. I was like, okay, bro, I know what to do. Jacqueline, all right. I need to be hurry, hurry. Then I actually looked inside a mirror. Like I was standing in front of a mirror and I was looking at the mirror while recording it. And I was like proper feeling it. And then it just worked. And I was like so nervous. I was like, I don't know what I dubbed, you know. And next day I get a message. He sends me the song, full ready song, fired. Wow. He fired it up, and then Nietzsche, he's like below that, he's written blockbuster in like capitals. I was like, whoa, okay, I'm excited. Then I heard the song and I went crazy. It was crazy.
It is a blockbuster as well. I mean, he's wrote it, he's composed it, hasn't he, as well? And then with your vocals, it's just perfect. It's an absolute hat trick. And then Jacqueline Fernandez in the video as well. That's doing incredibly well. And it's not stopping. It's not stopping. That's just going.
It's that not stopping. Going up, oh my God. And trust me, like I can feel the love, you know, for the song, because usually sometimes it takes time for a song to pick up, but this one, day one, people went crazy. I got so many calls. Oh my God, what a song. So, you know, you feel it in the gut. Oh my God, this is going to be massive.
Yes.
And it has been massive so far, and I'm expecting more.
Yes, absolutely. I can imagine this is going to be, you know, we have so many duos, so many amazing artists that come before us. And at the moment, the history that yourself and Badshah are creating together, it's just on another level. So I hope that you're going to be bringing us a lot more music together as well. Do you have anything else in the pipeline? Have anything else planned that you could talk about?
I will be doing a lot of songs. If given a choice, I would do a million more songs with him, because I love working with him. I get to learn so much. And I think our chemistry, whatever it is in real life, it shows in the songs, you know. And that's what is working for us. And I love it. I love working with him. Definitely more songs with him coming your way soon. And then I'm working on a lot of other collaborations and a few singles as well. So this year you're going to be hearing a lot of me.
Great. Tell us more about who you're going to be collaborating with in the future.
I can't really reveal that right now, but you'll definitely be knowing. You'll definitely
know. When we get to that point, we'll have you back here at Subverse Radio and you can be telling us all about it then. So looking forward to that. But Asta, you've been a busy girl because you've just come back from shooting. Tell us about that.
It was one of the best experiences of my life. Oh my God, I never knew that side of me. And the stunts that they give us, they're actually very difficult. Before going there, I thought that, you know, it's probably scripted or, you know, sometimes you feel that, you know, okay, it, you know, probably it's not that difficult. But when you're in it, oh my God, I literally remembered all my family members before going for the stunts.
Oh my
God. I heard my legs shivering. Have you ever heard your legs shivering in your ears? Yes. No, never. I have. It was crazy. Insane. Loved it.
Wow. Wow. But did you need to do physical training before that, or did you just go for it?
So basically I got COVID a month before I went for it. So after COVID, I was not really left with a lot of strength in my body. So all I could do was before going, like my preparation was I hogged. I ate so much food because I was like, see, if I can't work out, at least I need to be healthy. At least I need to
build yourself,
you know, my body
up.
Needs food.
Yes.
So I ate a lot of healthy stuff before going. And I trust me, it's more than physical. I think it's a mental game. And if you're mentally there, mentally strong, you're halfway there. So I think that's more important. And I focused on that more than the physical training before going to the show.
Amazing. Amazing. And of course, you had a whole range of people that were on there with you. You can see that you guys have really gelled together. You've really bonded from some of the reports that we've had. So we're really looking forward to watching that as well. And you know, seeing you do these stunts and seeing everything that you're talking about. So, but can you give us a few lines of a Bani Bani? Can you give us a bit of a live? Thank you.
Nazar thi Bani. Hui bechaini, aankho aankho mein shaitani ho gayi. Saiya ne dekha aise, main pani pani ho gayi.
That's funny, funny for you guys. Amazing! Oh my gosh! Do you know your voice is just phenomenal, phenomenal.
Thank you so much, fam.
Quick question for you: growing up, who's your favorite artist?
Sunidhi Chauhan, definitely. She's my idol.
Yes. Yes, and she's from Delhi as well, isn't she? Is she from Delhi?
Yes, East Delhi, apparently.
You're both Delhi girls, and what's your favorite Sunidhi Chauhan song? Can you give us a couple of lines of that one as well?
Oh, there are a lot of songs. I think I can't name one particular song, but I would like to sing the song that I was singing when Raftaar Bhai spotted me.
Right. Okay. Let's hear it.
So that's Kaisi Paheli.
How this musical career began.
Yeah. So that's Kaisi Paheli. नहीं 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 ये बातें हैं पुरानी ओ हो कैसी पहेली है ये कैसी पहेली जिंदगानी I love this song. So this is the song I was singing when he actually spotted me.
Such a good song. I can see why he said this girl is going to be a star. I can see why he created the group that he did. Are you going to be doing stuff with Raftaar moving forward? Do you have any collaborations?
Definitely, definitely. Definitely, I am working on a couple of songs with him. So let's see how that pans out.
Wonderful.
But yes, you can definitely expect us sometime soon.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Asta. I'm going to be playing Bani Bani now for our audience. Thank you so much for
thank you, fam.
Entertaining our listeners. And I'm sure we'll have you back on here again.
Thank you so much, Pam. Thank you. Lots of love to you. And be safe. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.